Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am interviewing Danny Ashley. He is 61 years old. My name is Haley Bass. I'm 20. And today is March 18, 2019. And we are interviewing in West Memphis, Arkansas. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Danny Ashley. I live in LaPanto, Arkansas. I'm 61 years old. I've worked at Coca-Cola for 25 years. Now I'm getting ready for retirement.
Interesting, my fellow. What was it like when you were a child?
Wasn't no cell phones. Three channels on TV, black and white TVs, no color TV. You wash clothes in a number 5 wash tub, run it through a wringer. But it was a good times back then. Kids got out and played, and they didn't come in the house until after dark was made to come in. Wasn't no electronics in my day.
Interesting. I'm glad I wasn't in that lifetime. What were your favorite things to do?
We always had bicycles we'd ride. We'd get outside and ride the bicycles and just play down on the ditch banks and actually play army with toy guns. And we just battled with each other. Me and my brothers, it was like 11 in my family, so there was always plenty to play with.
Did you have any specific moments that were historical?
Well, the only moment I ever had growing up, when I was probably 8, 9 years old, I had a disease they called psoriasis. And my mother used to keep my head shaved, take me to the hospital all the time. They didn't have a cure for it. And went to church one year. My mother had started church after I had a brother drowned below the house we lived. And my mother had started the church because that had tore her up real bad and started taking us boys. And the moment in my life I remember was going to that church when she had the pastors pray for me. I was too young to know what was going on. But I had the pastors pray for me. A week later, I didn't have that disease anymore. And I hadn't had a sign of it since then.
What were the schools like back then?
Schools were awesome. They were small. They're not like they are now. They were, have all these different towns together. Up till I went to the school up to the 9th and 10th grade, then they started consolidating schools, staking and sending a lot from the upper class, grade class, like 10th, 11th, 12th to the same school. But before that, it was, it was all local. You knew everybody in the school. There was a small classrooms, 15, 20, people to a classroom. Not like nowadays where there's 30 and 40 or 7 different 8th grades and 7 different 9th grades. We only had one.
How were the jobs back then?
Jobs were plentiful on the farm. I started working up like 8, 9 years old, working out in the cotton field, picking cotton. Mother would take a pillowcase, I guess. I don't know if you know anything about picking cotton. You drag a little big bag, but we would carry pillowcases around and fill those up. And then I got older and I started using the hoe out in the field, which would chop cotton and hoe beans. Then I migrated into driving a tractor. So I've been working since I was probably 10, 11 years old. Been worked pretty much my whole life.
How much was the minimum wage?
Oh, I made 75 cents a week back when I started picking cotton. And then when I started doing the cotton chopping and hoeing, I probably made $2, maybe $3 a day. And driving the tractor, I migrated on up to about $5 a day.
Oh my God. It has changed so much since then.
It's a great time back in, though.
How did the sports change since then?
Sports really have not changed much other than the fact that, I played football and run track. I didn't care much for basketball, but I love football and I love running track. Now, I did run a lot of track in high school, or actually grade school, because when I got up to high school and just so many people to compete with, like I said, you got 5 or 6 schools, going together in one building, there's a lot more competition.
Wow. Okay. Did the cars change?
Oh, big time. They used to be made out of metal. Now they're made out of aluminum and tin. Cars used to be a lot heavier. One seatbelt and it basically just a lap seat belt. They didn't have the shoulder harnesses in, and cars were a lot more durable than they are nowadays. Nowadays, they got some electronics and computerized. Think of a jigs on them. You never know what could be wrong unless you're specifically trained to repair a vehicle nowadays. Back then, you could tear it apart in one day and put it back together. Not any longer.
How are the houses and living situations back then?
I remember back when I was a small kid, probably 10, 11 years old, our house burnt. And I do remember living in houses at the time. I was building another one that outhouses only, you know, inside plumbing. Outside water pump, you had to go pump the water out from the pump, and outside restrooms, bathed in the number 5 tub, and you walk through the house and you could see cracks through the floors. And that was 20 and 30 degree weather, so it was very cold. It wasn't like I had with everybody, but growing up like I did, it would get pretty rough sometimes, but wouldn't change it for nothing in the world.
So you had a shack out back where you used the restrooms?
Exactly. It's called an outhouse. And yes, single hole. You were really up in the world if you had a 2-hole outhouse. For probably 5 to 6 years while we were building another house. Then we got inside plumbing.
How much was groceries and clothing back then?
I can't remember exactly how much groceries were for us at the time. I know it wasn't no running to Walmart, a grocery store like that. A lot of it was done. You know, we done a lot of growing vegetables ourselves, and a lot of, say, meat farming, a lot of harvesting hogs or a cow or something. Groceries I couldn't really myself at the time of, you know, up to the age I got old enough, which was in the 70s. To do it myself, but I mean, eggs, 32 cents a dozen. I do recall cigarettes, because I smoked when I was around 19, 20 years old. You'd get them for 50 cents a pack. Gasoline was $1 a gallon or less. Bread was 20, 30 cents a loaf. It was a lot different then than it is now. Everything is outrageously high nowadays. Nobody wants to get rich.
Do you have anything that you want to tell me?
Not necessarily, just tell you to life gets tough, but you got to keep going. Remember where you came from. Remember where you got to go. Just keep that in mind, you'll do great.
Did you take any vacations when you were younger?
Growing up, we used to go to vacation. When we took vacation, we did a lot of camping. Like I said, we all came from a big family, so it was never a lot of money to do traveling and such to different locations, but we did visit the Ozarks quite a bit, and we did a lot of camping and really had a blast at it. We used to hit Mountain View right back before they built that Ozark Folk Center over there. I remember as a kid seeing when they was building that Folk Center over there around Mountain View area. Other than that, we really didn't do a lot of travel, done a lot of vacationing at home.
Did you go to college back then?
No, I didn't take any college classes or whatsoever. I was 17 years old when I started working full time. I was working during the summer before I went into my 12th grade year. And like I sometimes make mistakes, but I went into my 11th grade. I'd finished 11th grade class. And I worked during the summer. I bought a car and paid bills here and there. And when it's time for class to start over again, well, I've been ordered by a senior ring. Went back to class, went for 3 weeks, like a nut, I quit. Then I went straight and got my GED within a week later and passed that and got my GED, but it's not the same with the diploma. But no, I did not finish high school. I quit in the 12th grade. Regrets, things you do, you just regret sometimes, and that's one thing, but I'm about to retire then. It really ain't gonna matter.
Did you stress out a lot during high school?
No way. Never let anything stress me at all. Didn't then, don't now. It just is what it is. Gotta live and change it. You don't like where you're at, gotta live and change it.
Did y'all have refrigerators back then?
Well, we did. We had refrigerators, cook stoves, no microwaves. Microwave back wasn't a thing back in my day. Cell phones wasn't a thing. A lot of electronics nowadays that are available now wasn't available. Actually, it's been within the last 20 years that cell phones came available. But I do remember airphones. When I say airphones, like the little airports, they had phones in them where you dialed the number, and it's like a party line, but it actually went through airwaves and tied into phone lines. Like I said, back in my day, I lived in one area where there was like six people on the same line. You could be talking on the phone, and I could pick up the phone and listen to somebody's conversation. Nowadays, everything is individual phone lines and everything, but back then, phones and a lot different they are now. Like, and microwaves, no such thing back when I grew up.
How did you cook things?
Gas stove. Now, we did have gas stoves, gas cook stoves, ovens. Back when, a little later in life, 18, 19 years old, we got to where we had a lot of electric. But did a lot of cooking out on the fire, outside on the fire, and a big kettle pot you used to cook hog meat in. Build a fire outside, throw the meat in there, and cook it. Generated a lot of hog fat that way. When I say hog fat, I mean grease, shortening, and we've done a lot of cooking with that.
Did y'all have filters in y'all's refrigerators for water?
No. No water. That's something that came about the last few years.
Did you have gallons of water?
Yes, we had a pump outside. You could pump out the gallons you wanted to pump. And like I said, up till the time when we lived in the house before it burnt, we had inside plumbing. Then, running water on the inside. But laundry was done in a tub and run through a manual wringer and then hung on the line. There was no such thing as clothes dryers back when I grew up. And after that house burnt, we moved, lived in houses. Like I said, in outhouses, outside water pumps, until another house. My dad wound up building another house, and then it had indoor plumbing.
Did y'all have washboards back then?
Yes, we did. I scrubbed many of clothes on washboards. Run the media clothes through the wringers by hand, and it got my fingers caught in them wringers a few times, and that hurt fiercely.
Wow. Did y'all have clothespins to hang y'all's clothes on strings?
We did. Had a clothesline and probably 3 40-foot clothesline you would hang clothes on. There would be so many clothes hanging on them, you'd have to have a piece of plank that you'd poke under the line and raise it up to where the clothes wouldn't drag on the line on the ground because there were so many clothes on it.
When you went camping, what did you sleep on?
The ground in a not a big tent that we used. We slept on the ground with a blanket on laying on the ground, and then had a couple blankets on top to keep you warm. Camping was very much fun to do. And we done a lot of swimming in the creeks and done a lot of cooking out on open fires. You can't beat eating food after being cooked out of an open fire. It is just awesome.
Wasn't it uncomfortable to sleep on the ground?
Well, maybe to an adult, but being a kid, I loved it.
You were weird. Did you have chores back then that you had to do?
I did. I was told by my parents growing up, there was like 7 or 8 of us kids that house better be clean when my mother got home. And my mother worked along with my father. They both had jobs that house better be cleaned when my mother got home, or believe me, we got a belt or a switch, and he ain't never felt nothing to hurt worse than grabbing a willow limb out of a tree and taking a good whipping with it.
Were you bearskin?
What?
Were you like, do you put down your pants?
No. Didn't need to.
I've gotten that before.
But it would hurt, believe me. If you ever been whipped with a willow tree or a willow limb, you'll know it's like a whip. it wraps around you. And you know, it doesn't matter if you got clothes on or not, it hurts. My dad more so used a belt. You didn't use a belt to punish us. My mother always used the willow tree, and it hurt.
What is that exactly?
The willow tree? It's a, you ever seen a weeping willow?
No.
It's a very flexible tree that you break the limb out of, and it's kind of like a whip if you get whipped with it. It'll start out where you break it off. It's probably like 3/4 inch round. It goes down to the point, and man, does it hurt when you get a whipping with it.
Did you ever get grounded?
Nope, never got grounded because I didn't go nowhere anyway. Never got really, back then we just got our punishment by a belt or a switch. Like I said, there was no grounding because we probably lived 10 miles out of town. So it wasn't like, you know, we were going to get out and go anywhere. Like I said, we lived out in the country. We probably lived 8 miles from where Johnny Cash them lived is where they grew up at. I do remember some experiences growing up, especially in the Dice area where I did grow up and live. We got a lot of rain. Area flooded a lot. And I do remember having water come up in the house a couple of times. And it was probably 2 or 3 foot deep. And splashing up around the bottom of the house. And I remember having to travel in and out the gravel road down across the low wooden bridge. And remember the bottom of the truck floating up and floating off into the drainage ditch from the water moving across the gravel road. Like I said, and that's kind of where that song from Johnny Cash, about 3 feet high and rising. I lived in that area where he came up with singing the lyrics to that song.
How did landlines work back then?
Landlines worked back then, okay. Like I said, growing up, I lived in a house, we had a party line. Telephones back then, they run one line to an area that may have 7 or 8 homes in it. So you could pick up the phone, and if somebody was on it, you could hear them carrying on the conversation if they were on the same party line that you were. In other words, if the line would come in from one direction, and if there were 7, 8, or 9, 10 houses behind you, each one of you was on that same phone line. And they called it a party line because everybody could use it at the same time, basically. It's not like it is nowadays where each you got these fiber optics where everybody's got their own phone line. Back then, 7, 8, 9, 10 people could be on the same phone line. You needed the phone, nobody was on there. You just have to ask them, hey, when you gonna be off? I need to make a call. Then they'd get off the phone and let you make the call.
Wasn't that difficult?
It was, but that's all you had at the time. And there was no such thing as private lines, not growing up like I did. Now, you know, getting some of these businesses in big cities, maybe, you know, they had private lines where you could, you know, one line to your home, one line to this home. But where I grew up, it was a party line. And that's, you could listen in on people's conversations all the time. That was just the way it was. I mean, nothing you can do, just the way it was.
That is not private. How long did it take for you to make a phone call?
It didn't take long to make a phone call if people were, that was on there, if they were nice enough, you got an emergency, you told them you had an emergency to make a call, they would a lot of times hang up and let you make the call. But you could not call as long as they were on the phone. And like I said, it was a party line, several individuals on one line. They had to end their call before you could make the call.
So you can hear everything they're talking about.
Everything. Everything, you can hear their conversations just like you and I talking.
Did you listen just for fun?
Sometimes as a kid, I'm sure I probably did. I can't recall any situation exactly, you know, to that point, but I guarantee you I probably did. I was a kid. I was nosy.
Did y'all have interstates back there or highways?
Mostly highways. There was only one interstate back where I grew up. It was Interstate 55. My dad's mother, my grandparents on my dad's side lived in Missouri. We traveled in a whole lot going back and forth to my grandparents' house. But that was the only interstate that I know of back then. Everything else back then was either gravel or a lot of two-lane highways. 14, we probably lived 2 miles off the highway. back down into a gravel area. But like I said, we traveled 55 a lot. And other than that, that was back and forth to Missouri. And other than that, I was at home a whole lot of going to school.
How long did it take you to get to town?
About 30 minutes. There was the largest town in my area then, or the closest largest town, was called Osceola, Arkansas. Now, they did have several grocery stores, larger supermarkets, I should say. But growing up, there was a small grocery store probably 2 miles from the house right off the highway where I did work a little bit growing up, cutting meat. And worked behind the meat box. Back then, a lot of meat, when it came in, not prepackaged like it is now, they came in cans. They called Bologna. They called luncheon meat. And I had a job there for a while, working and slicing meat and harvesting pork chops and stuff like that, doing a little bit of butcher work.
Did your mom ever do any sewing?
No. My mother didn't get to do a lot of that. My mom worked at a factory in Osceola. It was called, it was a shoe factory where they actually made shoes, glued soles on them, soles on the shoes. It's what my mother's job was. She worked there as far back as I can remember up till, I don't know, she got in her 60s, and then it closed down, and she went into working in different places like nursing homes and stuff like that. But my mother wasn't at home a lot growing up. We kids pretty much took care of ourselves and needed to do what we had to do.
Did your dad work in a factory too?
My dad worked at an oil compress where they compressed cottonseed and squeezed the seed for oil, basically. And he worked there, I don't know, probably 12 hours a day. Then he had worked little side jobs here and there to provide a living for me and my family. And done very well. I mean, we didn't have a lot growing up, but you didn't need a lot either, like it is nowadays. It's totally different than the way it used to be.
Did your siblings do any work?
Oh, yes. Me, like I said, there was, well, my mother and dad, there was 11 of us in the family. Every one of us worked growing up. We all worked on the farm, you know, either, like I said, started out either picking cotton, chopping or hoeing cotton, or driving the tractor. And like I said, you migrated on up into high school. You had worked at different factories, you know, during the summer, like I did. I worked at a margarine and butter factory, I guess to say, growing up, and you know, I loved it. I loved the money.
Did you and your siblings get along at all?
We got along very well. I mean, it's like all kids. We had our times when we'd fight and fuss and carry on, but I do remember my mom and dad coming home and saying she could tell when there was like six of us boys. I had two sisters. But she could tell when she'd get home that how we'd been arguing and fighting, that us boys would be all clawed up and scratched up from our sisters beating us up so bad.
When you worked, did you work all day and every day?
During the summer, after school, no. Now before, we did probably a lot of work around the yard and working in the garden, mowing the grass. We did a lot of that after school. Now during the summer, we always worked out on the farm. It was every day. I mean, it wasn't one or two days. It was every day. I had one brother that used to ride the truck out to the field when we'd go out there to chop or hoe cotton, and he'd walk back after lunch. He'd go back in the morning. When he'd go back at lunchtime, and then walk back. After we got out to the field, he'd walk back to the house claiming he was sick. He'd done that for a long time. But yes, we worked pretty much every day. Unless it was muddy and you couldn't get out there, every day.
Wasn't it hot?
Very hot. But what do you do? You know, you got to work. You got to do what you got to do to live. But it was very hot. Back then, we had no air conditioning. We had what they used to call nowadays an attic fan. You'd open up your windows, turn that fan on, it would suck air through the window, so it was always hot. I don't know, babe.
How was the living expenses back then?
they weren't that bad at all. I do remember getting 50 cents a week for an allowance. And as I spoke earlier with the little grocery store down the road, you could go down there and buy these penny tappies, and you could wind up with 30 or 40 of them and whatever kind of candy cigarettes, anything you could wanted for 50 cents. And like I said, doing our chores around the house before we got older to grow up, you know, to do the junk, do the out there to do the work itself. But we got a 50 cent a week allowance. And I do remember as much as 25 cents a week. And that money would go a long ways. It doesn't nowadays, 50 cents, I don't think it'll buy you much of anything now, but back then, you could buy a lot of candy, a bag. I mean, when I talk a bag, I'm talking about a big paper bag full of candy. And that was awesome. That was awesome. But nowadays, everything costs you a fortune.
Did y'all celebrate any holidays?
Oh, yes. I remember every Christmas, my dad coming home with a big box of oranges, a big box of apple, and a box of different kind of mixed nuts every Christmas. And he was always off of work for a week. And, man, it was a blast. We always had a good Christmas. There were a whole lot of gift giving. We did get gifts, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it wasn't like it is nowadays. You know, it was like maybe a toy gun or one present for each individual kid. But I would not change it for anything in the world. It was awesome.
Did y'all celebrate Thanksgiving too?
The what? Oh, yes. Every year my mother would cook, family would come in. Thanksgiving, we always had turkey, ham, and dressing. I mean, same thing at Christmas. My mother always cooked a big meal for those two holidays. Other than that, Easter sometimes, you know, we'd do a little Easter egg hunting, but I can't remember that as much as I did with Christmas and Thanksgiving. Those were always big holidays. Even when we got older, we did a lot of brothers and sisters, when they got older and married off, came in on the holidays. It was always a big deal around the home.
Did you celebrate Halloween too?
We did. But I don't remember it as much. I know when we did the Halloween trick-or-treating, the area we lived in, where there were probably 8 or 9, 10 houses down through there, we always would hit those homes, and then those kids would come around and hit the rest of the homes, and we just kind of done the trick-or-treating all in one little street area there. And when I say street, I mean basically gravel road.
Did y'all have movie theaters back then?
I think so. Back then, when I grew up, and when I got older, now when I was, before I got to the age of driving, I don't know. We didn't get to go out a lot and do stuff like that. But now when I got older, they were theaters, but they were called drive-in theaters.
Oh yeah, drive-in theaters.
And I do recall going to a lot of those with my dad. I know the Walking Tall movie that first came out. My dad took me to watch that. The first time I seen it was at a drive-in theater. Same thing with Your Cheating Heart by Hank Williams. That came out as a movie. I remember first seeing that in the drive-in theater. And the drive-in theater versus what's the walk-in theater nowadays was very enjoyable. You can sit in your own vehicle. We used to back our truck up to the speaker, set a couple of lounge chairs in the back of the truck. You could throw a blanket over you and sit out there and watch the movie and enjoy yourself. Like I said, it was that day, that was a good time back in the day.
Did you have many friends?
Oh, Lord, I had fears galore. I think I had several boys of my age grew up probably 2 miles down the road from me that we always out together playing. Always getting a little bit of meanness. I do remember when we'd play Army, we had BB guns. We'd hit the ditch bank and we'd shoot at each other with BB guns. One boy almost got his eye put out. And after that, we kind of slowed down on the BB gun firing at each other.
Did you own a record player back then?
No music. We were always outside. I do remember back, my dad bought my mother. It was an 8-track player. Something they don't have around nowadays, but it was a console stereo. Opened it up, they had an 8-track player and a phonograph and an AM radio. But I do remember growing up that I had 8-track players in my car, an AM radio, and I do remember buying an FM converter because they didn't have AM FM stereos then. You had to buy an FM converter and wire it in under your dash. And that you could pick up that music from FM through your AM radio that way.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you for giving me your sweet little time. And I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Have a good time.